Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on tonight? This is G. Wright coming live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope that you guys are enjoying your day. Hope you guys have enjoyed the fact that you are live. And as one friend reminded me last night, life is a gift. Life is a gift. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing tonight, I just want to encourage you to know that the life that you have, it might not go the way you, things might not go the way you want them to go, but I just would like to encourage you today to remember that life is a gift. You know, if you were here this past Tuesday from 9 to 10, I was preaching a word, a message about don't take your eyes off of the big picture. And we're going to finish discussing that topic tonight. The number here is 646-595-4311. I'm gonna go to this song from B.B. Winers. This is called "Do You Know Him." I'll be right back.
Thank you.
If anyone says I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us his command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother.
Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, the G Right on blogtalkradio.com.
Hope you guys enjoyed that last song. That was Love Always from my project. Ooh, goodness, my goodness. You know, sometimes you guys, you know, we can't do two or three things at the same time sometimes. Let me try that again. I hope you guys enjoyed that song entitled Love Always. That's on my CD is out right now. All Things Are Possible, special edition. All Things Are Possible, special edition, because I need for you guys to understand that with men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. And that CD is available on iTunes right now. Soon it's going to be majorly distributed nationwide pretty soon. And it'll be in some stores. I'll let you guys know which stores across the nation. So please keep me in prayer. Please keep my ministry in prayer. Please make the show a favorite of yours. If you're just tuning in tonight, I'm going to be going back old school just a little bit. Playing some new tracks, and I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves wherever you are. We'll keep the music going tonight, but the question of tonight is, the statement is, I'd rather say, is don't take your eyes off the big picture. What does that mean to you? What do you think about the statement? Call in now, you know, the number here is 646-595-4311. I just want to hear what that means for you. Make sure you press 1. That lets me know that you are ready to be on the show live. We're going to go right now to Israel, A New Breed. Again, I say. We'll be right back. guys enjoyed that. That was none other than Israel and New Breed, and that was Rejoice. This is G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. The number here is 646-595-4311. That number is 646-595-4311. Right now, if you'd like to call in, make sure you press 1. If you'd like to say something, because tonight's statement is, don't take your eyes off the big picture. What does that statement mean to you? What comes to your mind when you hear that statement? But for those who are also listening, that was also the message this past Tuesday from 9 to 10. So make sure that you go to my blog, Blog Talk Radio Show blogs. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/G-Wright. That's G-W-R-I-G-H-T. Make sure you check out the message. And for those who aren't here, I'm just going to do a quick synopsis of what I was talking about. You know, my first point was this: don't allow situations to take you off course. Don't allow situations to take you off course. And my next point was, you can't always share with everyone what you see. Because, you know, what happens is this: as you have your eyes on the big picture, sometimes what God is showing you is just for your eyes. Sometimes you just can't always share what you see. And my third point was, allow God the chance to readjust your view. You might think that you have the perfect understanding of the situation that you're in, and you might think that you know what's best for you, but I'm going to challenge you tonight that God knows what's best for you. The one who created you, he knows what's best for you. So allow God to readjust your view. You still got the same big picture, but sometimes you have to take a step to the right. Sometimes you have to take a step to the left. Sometimes you have to even bend down. Sometimes maybe you might just have to close your eyes and reopen your eyes and look at the big picture. And then you'll see something that possibly you didn't see before. Or you might realize that you thought you were looking at the big picture, but it was only just a little bit part of the big picture. But the last thing I wanted to talk with you guys about is this. My last point, that I was running out of time. And we're going to get to the music, y'all, so just hold on for a minute. My last point was this: live with the big picture in mind. And I really want to discuss that for a few minutes. Then we'll get back to some music. Basically this: ask yourself if the people you are connected with support the big picture. You know, a brother of mine said to me a few weeks ago, he said, you know what, my attitude changed when I started walking with people who were already doing what I love to do. You know, people who don't have to worry about money, or people who don't worry about money, they think differently than people who have to worry, who worry about money all the time, people who struggle with money. If you want to walk like a millionaire, try to hang out with some people who are successful in whatever it is that they're doing. Because guess what? When you, some of that stuff will rub off on you. So make sure the people you are connected with support the big picture that God has shown you in your life. If you want to be an entertainer, guess what? You need to meet some people who are in the entertainment industry. You know, rub elbows with people who are actually doing it. You know, and also this: realize how everything you do either supports the big picture or undermines the big picture. You know, so it's like this: there's nothing, everything we do is important. Whether we take out the trash, because you know what, you might be taking out the trash, and you might run to someone who is throwing out their own trash. They might end up being someone who can assist you in the big picture. So every move you make, you know, every move you make and everything that happens in your life, everything is so important. It's either going towards that direction or it's going away from the direction. And then also, be dedicated to the big picture. God has shown or is trying to show you. Be dedicated to the big picture. Now, I'm not saying be dedicated to, first of all, we have to be dedicated to God. So I'm not saying just be dedicated to a big picture. I'm saying, you know, of course God is number one in your life, but dedicate yourself to the mission God has given you. And when you do this, the need you have will be fulfilled. Do what God has created you to do. That's it. We're going to go back to some music, but I just hope that you guys are encouraged today to not take the your eyes off the big picture. If you have something you'd like to say, make sure you press the one button that lets me know that you are ready to come in the queue. But I just want to give a personal shout out to my mom. What's up, Mom? My beautiful, lovely mother. She's listening right now. I just want to say, what's up, Mom? I love you. And right now, we're going to go to this next song, and it's a song that I love. And this song is Every Word by Antonia Lawrence, and I'll be right back.
Mighty word, it sets me free.
It's a wonderful thing.
It's a wonderful thing.
It's a wonderful
Jesus,
Guys enjoyed that. That was none other than my boy Timothy A. Al Williams. I was gonna say Timothy Alan Williams. That's Timothy A. Williams, and that's All I Need, featuring I believe that's Rochelle Morgan. Now while I have my mother on the phone and she's up here listening, she has no idea what I'm about to do. And so I'm gonna just have to wait. Just a little bit longer for some things to happen, and then I'm going to actually do something actually now. So while it's doing that, don't forget, you guys, to visit me on my website at www.gwriteonline.com. That's www.gwriteonline.com. And the number here is 646-595-4311. And I always think it's a great thing to show where you come from and different things like that. I come from a musical family, and my mom is listening, and she has no idea, you guys. She and her sisters were in a group back in the day. They were called the Ribbons, and they had almost signed with Motown. So I come from a family of singers, and I'm just glad to be actually finishing up the legacy that they themselves began. So I'm just going to play a little bit of Melody or More. That was a blast from the past, you guys. That's a blast from my family history. That's my mother and her sisters. They were known back then as the Ribbons. And then as I grew up, they were known in my church and in the community as the Wright Sisters, and then as the Wright Singers. So I come from a whole line of singers. And I just wanted to play that for you guys. That's just a blast from the past, just to let you know a little bit where G. Wright comes from. The question for tonight, or the statement that I really want your opinion on and about is this. Don't take your eyes off the big picture. What does that statement mean to you? And if you like to call in, if you'd like to actually say something, just press the one button that lets me know that you are ready to come on queue, in the queue, and that you're ready. But while that's going on, I just had to play this song. It's a song that I really, really like. This song is The Prayer. This is by Donnie McClurkin featuring Yolanda Adams.
And you will return. Hello, this is G-Wright. Thank you for tuning in to the Hard Love Radio Show. Coming to you live on Tuesdays from 9 to 10 and Thursdays from 6 to 7. Have a great day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. The number here is 646-595-4311.
This is G-Rod, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. That exciting excerpt of music, instrumental music you just heard, that was Get Your Praise On, Get Your Praise On by none other than Willie Odom. I call him Mr. O. And right now, I like to play the song that I really, really love. This is a song from CeCe Winans, and it's entitled Comforter. G-Right. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves tonight. We'll keep things going. I'm going to end this. I'm going to just bring things down just with a song. Some of you might be going through something right now, but I want to encourage you with this song for my cousin, Eric A-Right. This is Come Back Home. This is G-Right coming to you. Just want to say and send a special shout-out to my mother. I love you. Thank you for showing me and for helping keep me on focus and to tell me encouraging words like I'm telling other people to keep their eyes on the big picture. You know, so I appreciate you for that, Mom. I love you. For those who are listening right now, don't forget you can make a difference in someone's life. A smile, a hug can change someone's life. Don't take your eyes off the big picture. Don't allow situations in your life to take you off course. You can't always share everything with everyone what you see. You can't always share what you see with everyone. Allow God a chance to readjust your view and live with the big picture in mind. Keep God first. Proclaim the word of the Lord to those around you, and share the love of Jesus with those you come in contact with. God bless you. Don't forget to make this show a favorite of yours. You can Twitter me at GWriteLove. Also, don't forget to come back next Tuesday from 9 to 10, next Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless, and have a good day.